Blog Talk Radio. Let me make sure I mute my phone here. No. Come on in, sis. You with me? Okay. I guess we'll hear from her. Yeah, I knew it wouldn't be Kale's Corner. We had some type of difficulties going on. Forgive me. Okay. Yeah, Tuesday, as I was saying. Welcome to Kale's Corner, everyone. I hope that you all had a beautiful, pleasant, family-filled weekend. I had a great weekend, y'all, because you know what? I had a sleep and be lazy weekend. You know what I'm saying?
I know that's right.
Bruh got his basketball on this weekend. Bruh got some baseball on this weekend. Bruh got some MMA on this weekend. I mean, I got a lot of sports. Before I go any further, we're going to dedicate today's show to my big brother, Big Boy, and I want all my prayer warriors here on Kale's Corner to call him out in prayer. He suffered a stroke on Sunday, so he's forgive me. He's recuperating and getting himself together, and hey, God is magnificent. That's all I can say. My brother, the medication that I was on, Therese, that put me down for a few days, the medication that had put me down, my brother's doctor, and we didn't go into the specifics, but they decided to take him off of it, the lisinopril. And
right.
That's when the strokes started happening. That's when he's had his adverse reaction. So, you know, I am one, y'all. You know, I know a lot of people say that lisinopril has helped them, and hey, I praise God for that. I praise God for him helping you with that. But that is one medication that I really think they should consider taking off the shelf. I mean, when a doctor tells you that you can have a reaction from day one to year 20 and all that time in between at any time, you could have an adverse reaction to this medication. That says to me that there's a problem with this medication, and it needs to be rectified. It really, truly do. Like I said, he had a hard time with his speech yesterday, but today he's improving, and he was speaking with the dietitian and, you know, the family. Hey, man, I tell you, man, I hate in times like these where you actually see the type of family that you have, but I'm so thankful for the family that I've had. My brother hasn't spent a moment by himself up there. Somebody from the family had gone up, and it was funny. Yesterday, we were in the hospital with him, Treat, and he was trying to talk, and we could only really understand, like, certain words that he said. So it was like we were in there playing Jeopardy, you know what I mean? And he got a kick out of it.
He gonna get you.
Yeah, I know he is. I know he is, because he said that he was going to join in through Facebook. So I know if he's listening already, forgive me, big boy, but it was a humorous situation out of a harmful situation, and it was just good that, you know, even him, you know, laughed, and we enjoyed each other, and we had, you know, somewhat of a good time, a moment of, you know, calmness into that storm. So normalcy, exactly. Mm-hmm. So, you know, like I say, y'all, keep my brother in prayer, and I'm believing God for a full recovery. I'm believing God for a full recovery. There was nothing wrong with his limbs, his legs, his arms, his hands. Everything is working. It's just his talk, his speech is off. Okay. So, you know, I'm believing God that that's going to be taken care of before this week. And I was joking with his wife, and I said, I know you did this. She's talking about what? I said, I know you wanted him to shut up. So this is your way of getting him to shut up. And she said, boy, you are retarded. But seriously, y'all, thank you. Thank you in advance for your prayers. I really appreciate it. Remember Grandma in your prayers. Remember my Uncle Shorty. Remember my brother Tim. Hey, y'all, I'm saying, man, everyone associated here with Kale's Corner, I'm sending a big loving arm hug prayer to you all, because we need that. We really need that, and I thank God for having an audience that believes as I do, as we do. I'm sorry, Tree. As we do, that we serve an awesome God. All right. Now, Lady T.
Yes, sir.
How was your 2 days, or should I say one day and a wake up? How did that go?
Okay.
Yeah.
I
don't know,
so
T.
When I was, go ahead, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Tree's a workaholic, y'all. Tree's a workaholic. Trees be getting TNT. I call Trees. Where you at? We just getting back from a pop-up tank, bringing some bags in the house. I'm like, goodness crazy. They Jamaicans. They just got dreads. They are Jamaicans over that joke. You know what I'm talking about? So, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Trees. Go ahead.
Oh, you brought tears to my eye. Oh, that was funny. That was funny. You are crazy. You are amazing. You know, we are amazing. The things that we do here at Kale's Corner is amazing. So,
yeah.
Like you said, I mean, I just try to stay on top of what I'm doing, because tomorrow ain't promising none of us. You know what I mean? Like, it's just not. So, so we send out all our prayers. And we got the best prayer warriors here on Kale's Corner. I mean, you better bet it. We have the best prayer warriors here on Kale's Corner. You better bet it, without a doubt. But my 2 days, my day and a half was amazing. I mean, KK, she's back. My granddaughter, she's back, which we know from with her mom. Mm-hmm. So I was grandma all day. I forgot that I was Lady C. So my name was Grandma. Right. So I'm doing good.
That is what's up. And y'all, I'm telling you, when the next time KK is around, she did say she here, Kale. Y'all got to hear this little girl's voice. I'm telling you, it
I'm gonna
will
bring her
melt
in here
your heart. Thank you. It will melt your heart. That little girl, I'm trying to tell you. And then to see the lovely face with the voice, man, get out. Listen, she said, Tree said, say hi to Uncle Kale. She said, hi, Uncle Kale. I was digging in my pocket, y'all. I was trying to get
that
baby some money. Hey.
She right. Say hi, Uncle Kale.
Hi, baby. How are you today?
How are you?
That's great. That's
She's
great.
Good.
Do me a favor. Say, I am amazing. Tell her to say that.
Say, I am amazing.
I'm amazing. Yes, you are, baby. Yes, you are. Oh, I love that little girl, y'all. I love that little girl. You know what? And real quick story, y'all. Tang and Trees have the time with that little girl because Tang is me. Tang gets soft body and mushy over that little baby, y'all. And he Tang the here, just don't tell Grandma. Right? And Trees the. Teresa, it's bedtime. No, she cannot have that. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I know the fight is real over that, Joe, over that little baby.
Oh, yeah.
So, tell KK I said I thank you, and Uncle Kale loves her to death, to life. I love her.
I'm talking baby folks. Family, you love him. Oh, he did.
Yes. I'm telling y'all, there's no life in your house like little children. There's no life in your house like little children. And we know sometimes, y'all, that they can be a little too busy for us because we're busy being the adults and doing the adult thing. But I'm trying to tell you, man, when you take a second and really listen to those children, man. Shut up, Marcus, come on. You're such a Twinkie for the kids. You make me sick. Yes, I am. I don't mind saying that. I'm a Twinkie for the kids. Hey, listen, I wish that old man in Kansas City was a Twinkie for the kids instead of shooting them in the daggone head two times. Boy. But that's another subject. We're going to send a prayer for that little, that young man. I'm going to get his name before our show is over because I want to send him a prayer. Okay, y'all.
Yeah.
Today we will discuss the latest in the MLB with an early division look. Who's leading the division? Who's last in the division? We're going to take a look at it. The NBA playoffs and all of the surprises. I mean, we've had injuries. We've had arguments. We've had people getting stomped. You know what I'm saying? This playoff has been one for the ages. So we're definitely going to break that down. And I'm telling you, everybody is going to have a chance because we're going to go long with this NBA playoffs. The NFL draft is approaching. GMs are maneuvering and scrambling, put their draft board together. We will take a close look at a mock draft for a team that is represented here on Tails Corner. All right? So, and I'm going to tell y'all, this team doesn't really have a lot in the order of what's going with them with their mock draft. So what I'm going to do is read all of the mocks for this team, if you guys bear with me. Okay? All right.
Yeah.
Now, y'all know you can join Lady T and our online corner crew, my Betty, Earn, David Ford, and the folks, all the family. Yeah, talk about on Facebook Live at Kale's Corner. Or if you're feeling real bold, you can join Lady T, DMV Kale, and all our live in-studio guests at 563-999-3782. Y'all don't forget, each and every Tuesday and Thursday, and y'all know, the people that's been with us know, Thursday is our Thursday slash Friday. 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time Zone. Kale's Corner, keeping it real, is our only real. Y'all better know that thing. Hey, look here, we're going to take a quick break. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. Big boy. Here goes your man right here, bro.
Oh. Oh.
Check it out.
The ladies in the place with style and grace, allow me to lace these lyrical douches in your bushes. Who rock grooves and make moves with all the mommies? The back of the club, sipping my witness where you find me.
What?
The back of the club, Mac and Raw, my crew's behind me. Mad question asking, nothing passing, music lasting, but I just can't quit because one of these honeys Biggie got to creep with, sleep with, keep the F a secret. Why not? Why blow up my spot? Cause we both got hot. Now check it.
All right. I got more Mac than Craig and in the bed. Believe me, sweetie, I got enough to feed the need. Big boy,
yeah.
That's your dog. Man, hey, look, me and Big Boy used to argue like a mug. I was Tupac. He was Biggie. We go on and on and on and on and on. You know what I mean? So, yeah, it was the thing. Listen, to certain folks, individuals who are texting me, what's the name of this show? What's the name of our show?
Kale's Corner, baby.
Okay. I just wanted a friendly reminder. We're going to let this Bama come in first. We're going to do something different today. Before we get into MLB, we're going to hear from the one and only Rev T. What it do, Rev?
Come on, Rev T.
Praise God for the chicken. You can't get to heaven without the chicken. Chicken Lord. Chicken Lord. And I know why y'all saying, why is the Reverend singing about the chicken? Well, Kay, you were just talking about comparing Biggie Smalls to Tupac Shakur. Well, I be comparing the chicken to the lamb to the chicken. Which one is worthy? Is the worth, or which one is more worth cause we can afford? That, but see, understand, well, and I know we're 57 that. Hi, Lady C. Hi, baby. Hi, Kale's Corner. Hi, Sugar. Praise God. I've been giving out that Praise God candy since Easter. I ain't got no more. I got to go to the dollar store and get some more. You know, the peppermint, the colorful candy, and all that. But you can't get to heaven without the chicken. Or can you get to heaven without the lamb? See, now, and where am I going with today's sermon here on Kale's Corner, right? Where am I going with this? Well,
right.
We talking about the commanders, the sale of the team. Can you, who going to buy the team? Is the chicken going to buy the team? Or is he going to sell the team to the person who the lamb? Whoever is worthy, right? They say they got the young boy Davis now. He used to play that in the Duke from D.C. He done got his hands in the water. But word on the street is, oh, he a bad real estate man. He got a lot of lawsuits, him and Krista Leitner. Oh, they've been in some court selling out some debt. So do you really want him to be the owner of the Commanders? And then you got Jason Hurst, right? They say the NFL looking at it. It might be a sign, seal, and deliver. I'm yours. But what is worthy? Who is worthy? Is it the chicken or is it the lamb? I'm just saying. What is more cost effective? Is it the chicken or is it the lamb that's going to get the Washington Commanders back to the promised land? Did I say that right, 57? I said like Mr. Rogers rhyming or Black Mr. Rogers or one. But anyway, I got to go. I'm alive here on Kale's Corner, Diva Kale, Lady T, 57, take me all to heaven. Whoever else I may have missed, but one thing for sure, you can't get to heaven. You can't get to heaven without the chicken, Lord. Chicken, Lord. Y'all know who this is. At DC Hype Man. And, oh, hey, DMV Kale.
Yeah.
Hold on, man. This is exclusive right here. This is exclusive, Lady T. Make sure you put this out. Guess who I got a phone call from today?
Who was that?
The Washington Commanders.
Oh, really?
You can't get to heaven. Nobody with the heaven without the chicken, Lord. Chicken, Lord.
Oh, that's why you so happy, because you got a call from the Commanders.
No, I ain't happy because of that, because I had some halal chicken for lunch. You can't get to heaven, nobody for heaven. You can't get to heaven without the chicken, Lord. I'll talk to y'all later. Is this Thursday yet? No, this Tuesday. Is it Tuesday? I'll talk to y'all on Thursday on Kale's Corner. I got something real special for y'all on Thursday. Guess what it is, Kale?
What is that?
We're going to leave for Thursday. Wait for Thursday. Tell him
Thursday. I don't know yet, but I got you thinking about what he's going to talk about on Thursday. See how that? Even the ambulance coming, they trying to put me out, put the fire out right now. He hot. He on fire. Rev T is on fire.
Hey, Rev. Make sure they don't jump out the ambulance with that jacket to scratch your back, if you know what I'm talking about. Just take me away,
Calgon. Do they make Calgon for me? Because I sure could use that. Epsom salt don't be working. Epsom salt, a little couple of drops of green rubbing alcohol. Anyway, then they don't work either. Right. Well, I'll talk to y'all later, man. I love y'all. And y'all make sure y'all go follow me all on social media at DC Hype Man. You can't get to heaven without the chicken, Lord.
Bye, Rev.
Yeah.
Before you leave, make sure you get a Kale's Corner T-shirt, okay? Make sure you pick up you a Kale's Corner T-shirt.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna go knock on Kale's window when I slide across the bridge. He know how I be right around the corner from him. I don't ever be too far away. I when I go on Suitland Road, I come all at you. You can't get to heaven, You can't get to heaven without the chicken, Lord. Nobody but the chicken. Thank you, Lord, for the chicken. Thank you for the
All right, that was Rev. That was Rev T with the chicken song. Don't ask me what we just went through. Don't ask me what we were just dealing with. Just know that was Rev T. I hope y'all enjoyed it and found it entertainment. Now, MLB, y'all, the early division.
Rev T is a bum. What's up, y'all? Eric Jessup.
Yes, he is. Okay. The American League East. We have the Tampa Bay Rays leading it with a record of 14-2. Out of the Central, we have the Minnesota Twins leading it, 10 wins, 6 losses. Out of the West, we have the Texas Rangers. 9 wins, 6 losses. Out of the East, the National League East, we have the Atlanta Braves, 12-4. The Central Division, Milwaukee Brewers, 11-5, and out of the West, the Arizona Diamondbacks 9-7. That is our MLB division leader. Yeah, I didn't see it either, Trace. I didn't see it either. Let's go to the phones early. Let's do that.
Okay.
Come on in here, Huckleberry. Your name been called enough on today's show already. So
yes.
Come on, Huck. What's that?
Okay. Rev T just burned. He tears me up, man. I got to get that ticket. Yes, ain't going to leave me down here by myself. First of all, let me give my prayers out to Big Boy, you know, of course, Grandma, Shorty, Lady T's relatives, anybody in the sound of my voice. It really ain't my voice. I'm just saying what the Lord is saying. All you got to do is stay prayed up. Stay prayed up. You know, remember who the master is. Stay prayed up and follow his will, and we will all be fine. Because whatever happens, the glory is always the Lord's. It's always his.
Yes, sir.
So anyway, now that I said that, get my service out of the way. Offering plate will be around in a minute. Everybody just contribute generously.
not contributing generously.
Right.
Yeah. I'm going to say this, Kale. It's just, I understand your enthusiasm, but it's just March. You know?
Yeah.
They haven't even played 40 games yet. You know, the Tampa Bay Rays look like they could be a dominant team this year if they stay healthy and they continue to play the way they're playing right now. But don't forget last year when we were running away with the league at the beginning before halftime. And then after halftime, we went into a slump. And we lost the lead. We lost the lead in the American League I think we lost it to Tampa Bay.
That's a fact.
All I'm going to say right now, Kel, is the teams that look bad next month, they could be the most dominant team out there. The teams that are looking good, everybody going to fall off a little bit. But teams like the Mets, San Francisco, the Diamondbacks look good. Tampa Bay. Seattle.
Atlanta.
Mariners. Atlanta is always right here, but when it comes to the clincher, for some reason in the last 10 years, they don't seem to be making
it. They can't get over the hump.
But
they can't get over the hump.
But they got a great team. New York got a great team. That whole division, the Mets, the Yankees, I mean the Mets, Washington, Philly, remember who.
The Braves,
yeah,
the Mets, the Marlins, and the Phillies, and the Nationals. That's one. That's what you're talking about.
Yep, that's forgive my language, that's a hell of a division this year.
Yeah.
Well, hell of a division.
And I understand what you're saying, 57, and I agree 100%. Next month, all of this is going to change because that is baseball.
Yeah.
Baseball is more month-to-month than any other sport that I can think of. So I understand what you're saying, but I want to see who starts and who finishes. You know what I'm saying? So the purpose of this is so that we all, because we got to remember, not everybody are baseball lovers. So
that's
we
true.
Have to give an account as to how the season went. And it'll make more sense after the All-Star break, I agree, because I've wrestled with this myself. You know, I said, man, do I really want to put division leaders out there right now? But, because they played more than 12 games, so I'm going to say who's holding theirs right now. Now, again, remember, y'all, next month, this may be a whole different story. Seriously.
Yeah.
So get the popcorn ready. Put the ring on.
Yeah. Well, as the host of the show, as the host of the show, you did the right thing. You're supposed to put it out there. You know, these are what the standards are, you know, and then, you know, let, you know, the rest of us go, I agree with you, Kale, or, you know, it ain't going to be like that. But, you know, you did the right thing. That's exactly the way you put it out there is exactly what's happening right now. But except for a few teams, and we all know that in 2 months, it's going to look totally different, probably.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Only people, the only, and I'm going to say this, I'm going to shut up.
You don't have to shut
the
up.
The Mets and the San Francisco Giants, and I hate saying this stuff because she's on the phone, but the San Francisco – I mean, she's on the podcast. But San Francisco Giants look like they could be in the running again for National League. I'm just saying. The Dodgers blew a big game last night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yep. We'll
Let me
see.
Just say this real quick. Big Boy says, tell 57 thank you. That's first. And Mom Betty says the Baltimore Ravens won against them Nats. Ha, ha, ha. Start laughing. And Eric says, remember the 2019 Nats. They was worse to the very first in the World Series champion, to the World Series champions. And he said, it's still April. It's still April, so it's still early. Eric said
That's right.
The only one that I want to address is Ma Betty.
Oh, Ma Betty.
Ma, that would have worked a little better if you would have said the Nationals lost to the Orioles. The football team didn't play the baseball team. So yeah, let's say the Baltimore Orioles, not the Baltimore Ravens. That would have worked so good.
You know what? I think I messed up because she on the thing she said the O's won against the Nats.
Okay.
So that's what she really
okay.
Well,
yeah.
My bad.
So that was my fault.
Again, spell it all the way out for your daughter, man. No abbreviation. Brother Ted, come on in.
No abbreviation, DJ.
What's happening, Ted?
Hey, Ted.
Take your phone off mute.
Hope you're feeling better.
Hey, hey, Kel, Carter, Simon, how y'all doing? Hey, I'm good. I'm amazing, as you say, Lady T. A. You know, has
Big
up and down. But I want to say, 57. That was some good words. You know, you chose to use. Big Boy. I know Kel told you. I definitely
thank you,
imagine about you, man. You definitely got to take it easy, bro. You know what I mean? Don't rush to get back, man, to doing what you're doing. Definitely take it easy because you don't want no setbacks, man, you know. So definitely lifting you up in prayers and all the names that 57 said. I just continue to pray for them and hope all prayers go into fruition that everyone has in their hearts that's said and also that's deep in their hearts or in their minds. So, yeah, with that, yeah. And as far as the baseball, I'm just going to, pass on that. But everything, you know, you guys said was correct as far as just being early and as far as he has to put it out, all those things. So, and we ain't making no noise at all. We ain't going to make no noise. So, with my two teams, you know. So, if anything, the Sox, I think, they'd be relevant more so.
The Cubs doing pretty good,
Steve. That's why I'm at.
The Cubs doing pretty good. Yeah, they doing pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, they
right
are.
That's right.
It's because the Cubs ain't been right since they threw the black cat on the field.
Well, no,
you ain't lying.
We won one since then. We done won one.
Y'all won what, 3 years ago?
Since we were traded our players, you know?
Well,
true.
Yeah.
Well, the Cubs.
I'm not sure how long ago, but we won.
The Cubs are second in the NL Central with a record of 9-6. So that they right there. You know, they hold that second place. Now your White Sox, you know, they're fourth in the AL Central at 6-10. But I can't say nothing. In the NL East, my Nationals are 5-11. So, hey man, I hope in a month that we will be talking different talk when it comes to these teams. But right now, man, hey Ted, at least you got a team in second place and a team in fourth place.
Yeah.
I have one team only, and they are dead last in the NL East. So
hey,
don't be too hard on your boy.
I'm not high, but that's definitely correct. But like the man said, y'all at one time was worse and went to first and then won it. You know, so you know, hey, miracles happen, and it's a long season. And then also barring the people stay healthy, because that's the key now that you have to say in all sports. Hey, it depends on if everybody stay healthy. You know, because you never know who's gonna get taken out, what injuries
going
to happen, and how long somebody's going to be hurt, you know, so.
That's true. All right, let's take another call. Is this Uncle Shorty?
Yes, who it is.
Uncle Shorty. All right.
Hey, everybody. God bless everybody. All right. I was just hanging around because I know I got to get ready for Bible study, but I just want to say one thing. How in the world you talk about a Major League Baseball when we got this powerful NBA going on right now? And those Philadelphia 76ers are looking like champs
to me.
How about
we gotta do everything in moderation.
Yeah, we got to do it in moderation, huh? The NBA is next.
Yeah, the NBA is
next. Like you.
The NBA is next. You got to do it in moderation, man. Hey,
I can understand that.
When Lady T said what the name of the show was,
you ain't talking baseball unless you talk about the Pirates. No way to me.
Oh, Lord. Here he goes.
Okay.
Here he goes.
Which Pirates are you talking about?
The Dave Parker Pirates? Or the Larry McCutcheon Pirates? Or the Pirates that raid the ships? Because don't seem like either one of them doing too good right now.
The one right out of Washington. Those Pirates that's right out of Washington.
They're right outside
northwest of Washington. You go right in, you'll find
them. But they're third in their division this year. Hey, Uncle Shorty, they're third in their division this year. Right now, they are. Okay.
Yeah, they are.
All right, we're going to have this conversation again before the end of the year, right, Unc?
Oh, yeah, we're going to talk about this again.
I gotta get ready
to go. I told you I'll be up here and I'll be listening. I might not say nothing, but I'll be listening and I'll be hearing.
All right.
But you know,
we gotta
on
get
Tuesday
to
I have to go to Bible
to
study with
Thursday
night is maybe
the
best night for me. Huh?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That means we can't talk about you no more now.
What's our future wear,
huh?
Let me guess. 2X. 2XL t-shirt.
I wore 2X when I was skinny.
When you were skinny?
I wore 2X.
Oh, my goodness. So that's a 3X. I put you down for a 3X.
A 3X is good. You can bring it at the reunion.
When's the reunion? Where the food at? Y'all ain't saying nothing. What's the date? Come on.
That's my birthday weekend.
It's going to be right there in North Carolina. You're going to have, you can have some of that old Parker's barbecue, y'all, you speak.
What part of North Carolina did you say, Unc?
Wilson, North Carolina.
I know exactly where Wilson, North Carolina is, Unc. Right before you get to Fayetteville.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll be right down there. Tell us when the dates are, Unc. I ain't that far from it. I'm in Danville. I ain't that far from it.
I know. That's why I'm
glad
we're
in Danville,
He's going to be showing up at that
doorstep. Yeah.
Yeah, man. We can't afford to eat down here anyway. The chicken's so high, you can't afford a chicken.
I'm thinking about putting some chickens in the backyard.
I saw a guy chasing a bird the other day.
Me too.
I got the type of family that love to feed everyone. So they might look at you funny, but they going to feed you. Know that. Know that.
I know, that's
don't
right.
take your food out of my mouth. We good.
Look at you funny unless you look funny. We're going to look at you funny unless you look funny now. If you look funny, we're going to look at you funny.
Well, they're going to be staring at me then.
Mr. Chapman kind of funny looking.
I'm going to say they're going to be staring at me.
He said they're going to be staring at him.
That's what that's so. Listen, thank you so much for calling in, and giving us a report on what's going on with you. We love you so much. Man, hey, Thursday. Remember Thursday. Now that we have the whole phone number thing situated, call back in Thursday when you can spend some time with us. Okay. And
that's a
best
time for me
in
Thursday.
All
right.
Okay.
Tell Aunt Ethel I love her and thank you. Tell Aunt Ethel
we all love her and
thank you. Thanks for the hope, Unc. Let us know that it works.
All right.
See you later. That's my uncle, man. I'm sure to say he was a 2X when he was skinny.
Yeah.
Right. Let's go to Brother Lou in Jersey. What's happening, Lou?
Hey, Lou.
Lou in Jersey?
Well, it's going to get pretty crazy right now. As a baseball fan, I mean, you know, it's great to see a moment like that with Tampa Bay. As a Yankee fan, not so much.
Look,
Tampa Bay is our division rival, and the last thing you want to see is our division rivals get ahead of us. You know, so I was thrilled they lost.
Okay. Hey, tell them how you really feel, Lou.
Okay. How you really feel?
No, I can't do it because I have to be
here. Thank you.
It's too early in the season, though, to declare what's going to happen with the division or whatnot, because it can change by June or whatnot. So I'm not, particularly worried about it. Besides, I've seen this before where, you know, teams got such a hot start in the beginning and then they don't even make the postseason. Remember, when the Braves went 13-0 and 1982, did they make the World Series? No. Did the Cardinals make the World Series in 87 when they got that hot start? No. So right now, it doesn't mean that much at all. I mean, yeah, they're going to probably have a 500 season or better, most likely, but there's not guarantee them, you know, a run to a World Series title. So I think maybe we're going to get a little bit ahead of ourselves to see how what they're actually going to do.
Okay.
Right. All right, that's what's up. That's what's up. Very true.
Yeah, that's true.
Again, like I just like to when I look at the season, I look at I like to see the complete where they were as to where they are. That's all. That, and
what about the Mets last year? You know, they got mm-hmm. those hot starts, and they lost in the first round. And like, what have we here?
Right.
That's true.
Right. Well,
that's
if
true.
We remember correctly, the Mets last year, if my memory serves me correct, it was pitching that hurt the Mets last year, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
We kind of knew that going in with that first round of the playoffs with the Mets that they really weren't going to make any noise. But hey, the one thing I love about baseball, you don't just have one quarterback. Yeah, you got a rotation of quarterbacks. So hopefully they strengthen that thing up. And right now, let's see. Right now, the Mets, they're second in the NL East. Yeah, with 11 wins, 6 losses.
Yeah, right now.
Yeah, right
mm-hmm.
now.
Well, if y'all
right
remember
now.
Last year, nobody expected the Phillies to be in the World Series. We didn't even expect them to be in the championship game. You know, they all of a sudden, they got hot the last month or so of the season. At the rate, there you go. And just carried themselves right into the World Series. And if they could have got some more hitting or pitching, I think if they have got more pitching, they might have won the World Series. But, you know.
But look at them guys.
Never know.
They was dead last year. Dead last.
Yeah,
all last year, them Diamondbacks. Now they number one in our division.
Yep.
Yeah, and I'm going to say this. Everybody that knows me knows how the love-hate relationship with Bryce Harper. But I saw Bryce Harper give all he had to give and could give to that team, to that Mets team last year trying to be successful. Now, some will say he only did that because the Nationals won directly after they traded him or let him go. But nonetheless, all the more, the young man still put a hell of an effort forth. So I give him his props for that, you know. All right, let's go to the phones. Go ahead.
Now, all I was about to say was the Bryce had to grow up as a baseball player. You know, and I don't mean mentally as a person, but as a baseball player, he had to grow up.
Right.
And the Nationals were tied. They wanted to see the Bryce Harper we saw last year when he came out of the minor leagues. They wanted to see that.
Mm-hmm.
But as a baseball player, you can have all the talent, but you still got to learn how to play the game. And Bryce hadn't learned it yet. And the Nationals didn't have the time to wait. And so they sent him to Philly. And he stopped dropping his hat so he could show his hair off. He stopped worrying about commercials, and he was concerned about playing baseball. And once that happened,
they took the training wheels off him. He still wanted them training wheels.
Right, Bryce Harper learned the do's and don'ts. Everybody was so upset. Why is Pablo Bond choking him? You know, who Pablo Bond thinks he is and this and that. And he had no right and everything. But Bryce Harper were breaking the rules, the unwritten rules, that the players all share. Bryce Harper was breaking those rules. So, I mean, I hate that it was Pablo Bond because the season that Pablo Bond was having with Washington at the time, he didn't really have the authority to address anyone in that manner. So, you know, it was like, okay, you did this, and now what? You know what I mean? So I'm glad that Bryce.
Old school, okay.
Right,
old
school. Exactly.
He didn't have the patience for him.
Well, I'm glad that Bryce, like you guys just said, treats at 57, like you guys just said, I'm glad that he had the opportunity to grow and and change the character flaws. All right, let's go to my brother Tang. What's up, bro?
Tang.
Tales Corner family. Much love and respect. How everybody doing today? What's up, big bro? Hey, Lady T. Hey, look, right? We had two Revs on the phone today. Y'all know I can't never top Rev T off, and I can't top 57. He was a Reverend today, too. I appreciate that, 57. Good words. But I just want to give all the praises to the Most High, that big boy, Brother Ted, Uncle Short, and everybody get a speedy recovery. Well, you know what? I'm not going to say speedy, because just like 57 said, he do things in his own time and in his own will. But I pray that y'all health and strength get better day by day. And I just want y'all to know I pray for y'all all day long, at least three times a day, everybody. So all praises to the Most High.
Good
job,
man.
Yeah, man. But look, right here, y'all talking about that baseball. I'm still rolling with the Padres because my man sold on them over there. And I haven't been getting into it too much. I watched a couple of games at Tampa Bay and the Nats, but I haven't been watching a whole lot of baseball. I'm like what Uncle Shorty said, man. There's too much basketball exciting going on right now for me, so my eyes are in on that. I'm with that all the way. I can't wait till we start talking about this basketball and this football.
Absolutely.
You know, we can just still have.
Yeah, no doubt.
So my little brother that went to one dimension on me. He don't want to talk about nothing but basketball. And
right,
it.
I'm with 57. Come on, 57. We didn't talk baseball and some, you know.
You know what I'm saying?
But 57, you was right though, and like I said, I've been watching a little bit here and there, but like you said, it's only 12 games in. We have a whole lot of games to go, and I know we're gonna be talking about this to the end. So, with you and Lady, we are not gonna let baseball skip nobody's subject on no Tuesday on Thursday. From 5 to 7 on Kehoe's Corner. So I know I'm going to hear a whole lot of it.
That's what's up. And with that being said, we're going to take a quick break so we can get into this NBA playoffs. 563-999-3782. Man, I love y'all, man. I truly love y'all. Man. We'll be right back.
We love you back, Kale.
Man, you know what?
Hey, Kel.
Go ahead.
I don't mean to cut across you, man. Go ahead. I'll come after you, bro. Go ahead.
Candy by Cameo, that made me love music videos because I always heard it as, yes, I can, babe. You know what I'm saying? And then when I saw the video and they got all the candy in the video, I said, no.
Yeah.
You better say it just like candy. Yeah.
I happen to like that.
Yeah.
Hey. Come on, Lou. I know that's right.
Yeah.
Come on, Bitch.
Every time I hear that song, I think about the first time I met Grandma, man. Oh, my God. Oh, she just came walking into my heart, bruh. And been there ever since.
That's what's up. Now, 57, dry your eyes.
Hey, bro, it's happy tears, though, bro. They happy.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up, yo. Aww. You know, I just love when Kale's Corner, man, pulling emotions out, y'all. Y'all hard, rough neck dudes. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I mean?
You keep playing these crazy songs, make people think about yesteryear. How can we not? Give me a break.
No, I will not. I will not.
All right.
NBA playoffs. First round. The number one Milwaukee Bucks lost to the Miami Heat, y'all. Wow. But.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to get into that. I'm going to get into the butt. I'm going to read them all off first. The New York Knicks beat the Cleveland Cavaliers. The 76ers are up 2-0 over Brooklyn. Boston is up 1-0 over Atlanta. Denver is up 1-0 over Minnesota. The LA Clippers are up 1-0 over the Phoenix Suns. The Sacramento Kings are up 2-0 over Golden State, and the Lakers are up 1-0 over Memphis. You wanted basketball? Let's talk it. Come on, whoever. Let's go.
Hey, he had a lot to say. He couldn't say nothing about baseball. Here's your cue,
well,
baby.
All right, well, like I've been saying about the Golden State Warriors, they can't win away, man, and that's going to be what's going to hurt them, I believe. I still think it's going to go 7. Not unless that boy Fox and Sabonis and the rest of that crew put that D on them in Golden State. I just think they're going to go to 7, but I still think the Kings going to win it. And with the Lakers and Memphis, I think it's going to be tough for Memphis to do anything with that young boy Ja Morant hurt, bending them fingers back again because he was already hurting. And then they missing that center Adams. That's another big piece that they missing out of it. So you know, that's gonna be tough for them.
Mm-hmm.
With the Clippers,
yeah.
Man, they showed me something the other night that I couldn't believe it. I'm just gonna tell you now, if they get them Suns again, the Suns is definitely in trouble, especially without Paul George out there with them. That's gonna be real tough.
Mm-hmm.
That Lakers and Nets game last night, the Nets, they played a tough game. They played a real tough game, bro. But I just think that the 76ers is going to be too strong for them. I think they might get one game, but after that, that's going to be over with for them. I think they're going to be short. And
you know
I'm missing. There was another. What's up?
You know what? Real quick. Them 76ers. I don't know if they taking the refs out before or after the game for Philly's famous cheese steaks or whatever, but them Bammers are not calling the game right with Embiid. They are not calling the game right. Embiid is like a wrecking ball coming through, and no foul is called. No foul whatsoever is called offensively on Embiid. And it's like, I'm like, okay, like last night when Embiid went in for the layup and I forgot the Nets player name that went for the charge foul. Dude's foot was clearly raised off. The line. And they said, no, and the only view that the TV would show, they showed it straight on once, but every other view was above. And if you look at it from above, it looked like dude's foot was on the line. But when you looked at it straight on, dude's heel was raised off of that line, and his toes were on the ground in position for the charge. And they didn't call it. They did not call it.
Yeah.
They called a blocking foul. And I was like, okay. Okay.
They called
Brooklyn,
it at first, and then they overturned it. They called it at first, and
right,
then they overturned
it. I'm sorry. Yeah, they overturned it.
Well, y'all
probably, like,
I know where they playing at in Philly. That's the home of the mob,
right?
You know, I mean, you've been part of the home. You know where they playing at, so ain't no telling what's going on down there, big bro.
I don't know. I think Lou had something to say about that. I thought Jersey was the home of the mob. Yeah, Lou and Jersey. and Louisiana.
Look, you know what? That's why I said it's one of the homes, but they so close. They right there with each other. All of them connected. You right there.
Yeah.
Right across the bridge.
Well, all them towns, all them cities had they mobsters in it. You know, Philly had their mobs, New York had their mobsters, Jersey had their mobs, Chicago had, and we had Al Capone.
Yeah.
You know, when we had the outfield, we also had Sam Giancano. You know, so, and then you had Louisiana had a mob outfit. You know, you had Houston. You know, Las Vegas. So mob was everywhere, and it's still going on. Pastor Nostra.
Yeah, DC had dance style.
I want to say, congratulations are in order for Defensive Player of the Year. That will go out to Jaren Jackson.
Yes.
So congratulations to that
good
young
choice.
Man. Good, great choice. Three
great
blocks
choice.
A game he was getting.
Yes. And the thing I like about it so much is he's not really a big man, but he's playing a big man's role. You know, I like that.
Yep.
I really, truly like that. He's not one of them guys that's going to go all the way into the paint and then come back out 4-3. Nah, he's going into that paint to finish that job. So, you know, kudos to that young man. Seriously, you know.
Yeah, he only 6'10", too.
Yeah, exactly.
He probably would have had even more better stats if he wouldn't have, you know, been in foul trouble in a lot of games. For some reason, the refs, I think the refs just have particular people who they, you know, want to call fouls on and not give fouls, like you said about Embiid. You know, like I mentioned you before, like I told you, how they just cater to him, man, and you can blow on him and he's going to fall and they're going to give him a foul. You know, like you said, he's the biggest thing out there, you know, and other people can go in there in the hole, like Minnesota, the guy from Minnesota. He went through the hole, and he get all body on him, but then he don't get any call. So it just this kind of refs just, to me, just it just blow me, man. But I digress and wait till my turn come up because I'm waiting for basketball.
Okay, we on
basketball.
Hello, am I on?
We on basketball.
Yeah, you on double R.
I know.
No.
Microphone check. 1-2-1-2. How y'all doing? Happy Tuesday. Hey,
I see he comes earlier since the Wizards are ain't in the playoffs.
I'm excited about the playoffs. Hey, look, Memphis in trouble. Memphis in trouble. They missing their boys. Memphis coming through.
Yeah.
And
they missing their good man.
Y'all know, and I would like to say, man, I'm so proud of my boy Joel B. Y'all know I'm a big fan of his. Y'all know I'm a big fan. I got a big old smile on my face. Yeah, I think this is the year for the 76ers, man. I mean, do it for Doc Rivers. Just do it for Doc Rivers. James Harden stepped up big time, hitting them threes. 21 threes set the franchise record. Beautiful thing I saw. Excellent. Sweep these fools, go to the finals. Let's go. Oh, wait, another. I'm so disappointed at the Suns.
You played the Nets.
You got Kevin
007.
Durant. Kevin Durant. Y'all can't come through.
You played the Nets.
Yeah, let's calm down with all the. We talking about the team who gave everybody away for a pack of nine later and some bubble yum, for real.
You know what I'm saying?
James Harden, that last game that James Harden just played, he went 38 minutes, 8 points. 5 rebounds and 7 assists. That's what you bragging on?
Thank you.
I mean, I'm not bragging on James Harden. I'm just bragging on the 76ers itself. I just hope they don't fold. I mean, we see this all before with Doc Rivers folding with the Orlando Magic and folding, I think it was last year. I mean, they just got put the pedal in the metal. And let's go.
Okay.
Don't let me down.
I hear you,
man. Don't let me down.
Don't let you down, huh?
Down.
I feel you.
Don't let me down.
But
he might as well go ahead and drink that salt now, bro. Get it over with.
When you try to take the blue pill, not the green.
Yeah, get it over with, bro. Yeah. To unlock you from the matrix, because they ain't going.
I'm curious about Miami and Milwaukee, man. Is this series, has it been tilted Miami's way now? Because, I mean, that butt bone, man, that's a serious injury, man. That's a serious injury. I know everybody is saying, yeah, I understand that, but 2 days ain't enough to get your butt right, man. I'm trying to tell you. You land on that ball,
he didn't
put his hands down to brace the fall. He didn't fall on another player. He went straight rear to the floor and rolled.
Mm-hmm.
And rolled. Mm-hmm. And let me tell y'all something. When a person injures a part of his body and he's automatically grabbing it before he starts his movement, that's a serious injury. And we saw Giannis reach his hand back and grab his buttocks as if he had just boo-booed on himself. But we know he didn't. Go ahead.
Hey, bro, you ever fell on your tailbone before?
He hit that tailbone. It's nothing pretty. I didn't hit it.
And then when you fell on that tailbone, what did they give you, Ted, when you hit your tailbone? When you went to the hospital or to the doctor, what did they give you, Motrin?
I didn't go to the doctor.
See what I'm saying?
Go to the doctor.
He just suffered through yours. He got shot up with so much when he went back there. He don't even feel his butt no more.
He definitely got Novocaine. He got the best treatment there is. So he's not going to be out for the series. Not saying that he's going to come back the next game, but I wouldn't rule that out. But definitely he's getting the best treatment. As soon as they took the x-rays and found out it was negative, it was just, like I said, a bruise. He's sore, definitely. But when he got back there, they shot him up and stuff. And after they took the x-rays and what have you. But he'll be back. I know we're talking about the NBA.
Let me say one thing. He'll be back. Yes, I agree. But will he be the same Giannis? That's the question.
Mm-hmm.
Because Milwaukee needs him to be the same Giannis.
I think it will.
In a sense. But then with Giannis, though, sometimes when he does too much and everybody be stagnant, you know, I like a team. I like when Giannis also sometimes is on that bench or whatever, then Drew running that, then everybody is getting the touch of the ball. But you definitely need that Giannis for that defense, for other things he does bring. You know, definitely you need, especially to go all the way. You know, but
Did y'all see, can I say this? Hold on,
wait
a minute. Did y'all see that Jimmy Butler put out some deer? On his Instagram, he put two deer. Look like they lost the headlights on his Instagram post. Y'all think y'all caught the headlights, yes. And he might have stuck his foot in his mouth a little bit too soon, because that's just one game that they won.
Yeah.
Based on what y'all was saying,
His, if you fall on your tailbone, like, the tissues inside your body, it swells. And your back stiffens up, so it's very hard to tell if he's going to come back sooner than possible.
That takes two to three weeks
to heal.
He can be running up and down there like he don't know what's going on.
Yep. I think what hurt them the most is that Middleton is having problems with that knee right now. And I think that's going to bother them more than Giannis. Because I watched that game, and I watched the last few games they play. They really need Middleton on the court. They really need him on the court.
But Hero. Hero is out for the rest of the
yeah,
the series.
Exactly.
Hero then broke,
he
his,
broke
hand
his, hand.
His hand. Yeah, so he out. So, hey.
And I'm wishing it wasn't on his shooting hand because I'm saying he's going to put a steel splint on it and get out there. But yeah, I was going to say this before when I was doing my baseball segment and leading into to the thing. I was talking about injuries, bar injuries, because we talk about bar injuries for everything, you know. And I was telling Kel that, you know, I was been telling Kel in the beginning in the seasons about Ja Morant. I said that dude gonna get hurt. Now, yeah, I don't wish it on him, but that youngin' is gonna get hurt. You know, now all these players are getting hurt, and you got to see now the coaches got to make changes. I think what happened to Milwaukee, they got a good team. They can do it without Giannis because they still big, and Miami is not that big. It's just that they got shell shocked, and their coach didn't make that adjustment because they still got enough on that bench. They didn't use Crowder that much. You know, I didn't see Lopez. They didn't use him effectively. It's like they just, like I said, they just got shell shot. Man, our leader's gone. Is he gonna be able to play? How bad is he hurt? You know, so it's gonna be interesting. It's gonna make interesting series for now. Whoever can stay alive, whoever can stay healthy, man. You know, either use their bench good.
Yes, I was just. Thank you. I was just about to go into that. I'm giving an attaboy and a pat on the back to the head coach of the Sacramento Kings because that Bama throwing in everybody except the kicking sink. You hear me? I'm seeing players he's calling on now, and I'm like, he trusts his team. He really trusts his team. Because most coaches we know during the playoffs is usually their rotation is usually narrowed down to six, maybe seven players. That Bama at Sacramento was like, okay, that's how y'all used to do it. But these is the guys that are the reasons why we are here. So, yeah, I'm going to use what I got to get what I want. And
Mike Brown.
Each unit, yes, Mike Brown, each unit that is coming in, there's somebody on that unit that picks that Sacramento King team up, put them on their back, and get the job done. One more thing, camera people, please stop showing Mike Brown spitting in the cup. That was so disgusting to me to see the spit come from his mouth and in the cup. I know I take this for real, but I was just like, wow, come on, y'all. Y'all can do better than that. You know what I mean? Anybody else, y'all would have took the camera off of them and wouldn't have shown that. Stop showing that man spitting in a cup. Yeah. But other than that, I give him for his coaching a job. Hey, man, I'm giving that dude an A+. I'm giving him an A+.
They were stuck to them like glue. Like they wasn't moving. They wasn't doing nothing out that my coach say not do. They was not doing.
Yeah.
Everybody was playing their position, and nobody was not trying to play somebody else's position. That's what I like.
Right.
I like that kind of basketball.
Right.
Play your position. Leave me alone over here. I got
you. You look at the. You right, sis. You look at the coach. He's been with Cleveland, and he spent his last four years, and Golden State. He coached Cleveland at one time. He just spent his last three or four years at Golden State, and your first opponent you get in the playoffs is the team you just left. You know everything about them. You know everything about them. You know, and you realize now that. They are not the same team that they were last year when they won the title. You know, them guys been playing hard like this for the last 10 years. It's finally wore down on them. What Draymond Green did last night is going to come back to haunt them in this series. They're not going to win this series. I'll bet my hat on that tonight.
Let me just say this in Draymond's defense. If somebody holding my leg.
There's no defense, y'all. There's no defense, y'all.
Well, I have one. I have one.
Go ahead.
Because if
go
somebody's
ahead.
Holding my leg and I know I can't spread my legs that wide to not stomp him in the chest, then where else am I going to land my foot? Listen, I'm not saying he's supposed to stomp on him like he did, but where else am I going to land my foot?
He was wrong on that, though, Tree. Come on, Tree.
His spread wider than that.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Hold on. But what I'm saying to y'all is he was rolling with his with the man's foot and his arm, Sabonis, was holding that man's foot.
Yeah, he was wrong.
He was rolling, rocking back and forth like this with his foot. So when he yanked his foot out, he didn't know where to step at. So he had to bring his foot. He can't defy gravity but for so long. And I'm not saying he didn't stand
he didn't,
on
so
his chest like you, that. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is stomping on his chest was a necessity. He had to do it. He had to do it.
I got to disagree with you on this one, Sis.
You just like my wife.
Right on this one, Sis. He was wrong.
I'm not saying he was supposed to stomp down on him. But he could have came down a little softer. He could have came down a little softer. Yes, true. I'm with that. He could have came down a little softer.
Like you said,
but we're talking about Draymond Green.
When Sabonis first grabbed the other leg, he was on
the
side.
And that was the second time.
No,
that was
no.
The second time
wait a minute. When he grabbed his leg, he was on his side. Draymond Green waited until that man turned over on his back. Now, the first landing.
I wasn't even looking at him.
Yes, that the first landing corresponds greatly to what you said. But to stop that man like that, to stop that man like that,
don't grab my leg. Listen, hold on, but listen to. Okay, so check this out. None of that wouldn't have happened. None of that whole sequence, none of that sequence wouldn't have happened if Sabonis, right, would not have grabbed his leg. Now, listen to this. Now, had he grabbed his leg and how about he grabbed his leg and rolled, and then his leg broke? Would y'all be still saying the same thing? No, nobody wouldn't be saying the same thing. That's what I'm saying. The bonus,
people be saying he broke his leg.
Right, the bonus caused this problem. That's why we all talk about it. We should be talking about the bonus grabbing his leg first, and then in the first game,
they warned him stomping in his chest, though, sis.
But so he did. But also he was protecting his face.
He
was protecting
his
face too.
That's what I'm saying. Hold on, wait a minute. I'm gonna let you speak. What I'm saying is, yes, he did not have to stomp down on his chest. That's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is, Sabonis, ain't nobody talking about the part that behooves everybody. Like, why are you grabbing my ankle? This is a basketball game. We ain't playing football. This is basketball. So you grab my ankle and break my ankle, and then what? Ain't nobody gonna be saying nothing. They gonna be saying, well, he should have stomped down on him, or he should have did something different. Or da-da-da. What could you do in that situation of somebody holding your leg? What you gonna do?
Well, Tree,
apparently not stomping his chest, because that's why he got thrown out the game.
In basketball, they take your ankle. There's no tape on the chest. Okay, so
stop
his
grabbing
ankle
my ankle
was
then.
Protected. And if you watch the play, Draymond still had movement in the leg that was so called grabbed. He still had movement because that when he jumped up and came down with the stomp, that leg was free. That leg was loose, Trees.
I know.
So
listen, Kevin, what I'm saying.
How hard for real did Sabonis grab that man's leg? You can't grab
it. It was hard.
Like
he had two hands on his leg. He had two hands on his leg to the point where he had
protecting
to snatch
his
leg from in between his hands. In between his hands.
Come on,
that's
man.
Right.
Come on,
and,
man.
And Draymond Green is not the most flexible person on the basketball on that floor at the moment.
Oh,
he wasn't the most flexible person.
Wow.
So my thing, I stand 10 toes down on what I said. Keep your hands to yourself, and I won't stop you, sir. You wouldn't have got something.
This was straight WWF on his ass. Excuse me.
Yeah. Exactly. On his butt to me.
Yeah.
On his butt.
Yeah. But they playing basketball. Not wrestling.
Exactly.
Yeah, but they playing basketball.
They That's right. That's right. And on the first game, did y'all see Malik Monk hold his leg? Did y'all see Malik Monk hold his leg on the first game? And ain't nobody call that. So just like Draymond Green said, I guess holding legs is legal now. Holding my
he's the last one that should be complaining about somebody taking cheap
and
shots. Because he does it three or four times a game. He shouldn't be complaining.
We talk about the man who kicked LeBron James and the Kahunas. We're talking about the man who kicked LeBron James. Draymond Green has more.
We can't go back into history. We can't go back into history. We just talking about what happened last night.
You
cannot.
If this is the man's MO, yes, you
can.
The reputation follows you, sir.
But the refs do.
They hold that in an account. They can I say something now?
Can mm-hmm. Yes, you can say it. Go ahead.
Okay. My wife is you know, debating about the same thing. She agrees with you. She's on your side, Tree. She feels the same way. But what I'm saying, though, as far as you got to bring an account, and the refs bring an account of Draymond's nature and how he does. They bring that account. So, okay, I understand that dude, he might have did grab his leg because before, in other days, he grabbed him and thing. That's part of jockeying for basketball. But now, in that situation, he was protecting his face in a sense. Not saying that he didn't grab a little bit, you know, but for Draymond, once Draymond shook his leg loose, that was it. Okay, you're saying he's not the flexible person. Can I finish, baby? He said that he's not the flexible person, but yet that when he stepped on him, and then when he finally got that he could have took his foot 5 more inches to not step on him, you know what I'm saying? Like as if he was doing a jumping jack. So that wasn't that far of a degree for him to stretch, as he said, to make an excuse for that. But like I say, taking into account of who Draymond is, they looking at that, and like I say, he put an extra in that, because once he released his leg,
yes,
he could have been gone. Now, if he would have been smart, though, as far as he claimed himself to be, knowing how he's important to his team, he would have been, you know, fell out like, hey, man, this dude grabbed me. He done tripped me up. Now, I'm finna get him out the game. But Draymond trying to beat Draymond like he the tough antic and going back to the past as he does, you know, that's what got him caught up. So what if he gets suspended 2 games,
so
though?
Saying,
so they just,
so you saying, go ahead. So listen, you saying he could have stomped down like 5 inches on the side or whatever. If that's 5 inches to the side, 5 inches is his face, 5 inches is his peanuts downstairs. Hold on.
No, it wasn't. I'm talking about to the right of him where he stepped, not down.
He couldn't do the right.
No, not the direction you're saying, though.
It's either going to be front or back. That's what I'm saying. It's either going to be front or back. So front or back, you'd rather him get stomped in the face or you'd rather him get stomped in his private part.
He wouldn't have done that the way he said. Well, I'm like Kel said, I know Kel rewinded several times, and you can exactly see what the point of what I'm talking about. But we can, like I said, we can debate about it either way, because you have your opinion, I have my opinion. But bottom line, he's too important to do stuff like that where he should think. You know, it's a matter of reaction. I can understand you heating the battle. But Draymond, like I said, going on his history on what he did, he really meant to do that, you know. Really, man, would know that he couldn't, where he going to step at. Because he put an extra arm.
Didn't he beat
he
up his own
arm.
Teammate in training camp?
I didn't say he didn't need to do it. I never say he didn't need to do it. What I am saying is it was a reaction. Every action has a reaction. Do y'all agree? Yes. Okay. So if Sabonis, if you're down on the ground and you're trying to block your face, then cover your face. You don't need to hold my legs to cover my face. You don't need to do that. You don't need to do that at all. So he caused the whole thing. He caused all of this. So that's
why he got a technical.
Exactly.
Everybody got what they deserved last night. Draymond Green deserved to get thrown out the game. The Bulls deserved to get a technical.
Yeah.
And if Draymond gets suspended, I understand what Ted is saying. You're a key to their team. You can't put yourself in positions where the team doesn't have you anymore when you're an integral part. And no telling what might have happened if he'd have stayed in the game last night and played hard. But he got himself thrown out of the game. So we'll never know.
He didn't get himself thrown out.
But when you are, an integral part for your team to help your team win, you can't just get thrown out the game like that.
Exactly. The smart one because he stayed in the game and they won it. So who's the smarter player?
He didn't have a choice but to stay in the game. All he got was one technical. They gave Draymond two. So he wasn't smart of him to stay in the game. That doesn't even make sense.
He was smart of him not to do anything else. He didn't do anything crazy like Draymond did.
Okay, thanks. Right, exactly. Thank you, 57.
He should have got thrown out the game. What I'm saying,
he didn't go as far enough to get thrown out. But Draymond did. Everybody, you got four referees out there in New York, and they didn't determine that Sabonis needed to be thrown out the game. But they threw Draymond out right away.
Exactly.
Team didn't have him no more.
Because that act is dangerous, to hold somebody's leg while they're jumping up in the air, try to hold somebody's leg like that.
Draymond knew what he was doing. He looked down at the guy and then stopped him in the chest. He knew exactly what he was doing.
I never said he didn't.
He did not jump until Sabonis was laying flat on the floor.
Was holding his leg.
Oh, man. He did grab Draymond's leg while he was laying on his side. As he turned over, the grip on Draymond's leg was loosening. And then Draymond took it upon himself to stomp on that man's chest. He stepped on him and he stomped on him. Come on, Tree.
Yeah.
So it takes you two movements to get off of someone or to get someone off of you while you're standing up on both feet. And let's not forget, when he stomped him in the chest, he had already let the leg go. He had already let him go.
No. No.
Wow.
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Watch the video, please.
No, he didn't.
Watch the video.
I don't have to. I saw it already 10 times.
We're
going to have to agree
and
disagree on that one because I'm saying 10 toes down on what I'm saying. You saying 10 toes down on what y'all are saying. So it is what it is. Yeah.
All I'm saying the same thing Ted and 57 are saying. You are an integral part of your team.
The same way
he lost it in practice, that you say you don't want to go to the pad. If we talk about this year, is that too far in the past? Because just this year, he knocked teammate out. Just this year,
that's still too far.
He knocked his teammate out.
Still too far.
Not too far. That's
too far for me.
But that is,
it's too far for me.
Okay. Well,
your past follows no matter what. Even if you don't get changed your life around, people going to remember when. They're going to remember when.
That's
so you cannot. Dodge that. And like they did Dennis Rodman. No matter what he did, you know, it just followed
him.
They loved him. Yeah, they loved him. But still, what I'm saying is that. The difference is the Warriors going to lose. That's what the difference is. They're going to lose because they've fallen apart as a team, as an organization. So, you know,
You took the name right out of my mouth because I was going to say, hey, look, man, I know that in the last 20 years, We used to the friendly chummy basketball. But that
right.
All that was, don't get me wrong, he did stomp down on that man's chest. But all it was what we seen Rodman, Charles Barkley, and a lot of guys do. It's just that it's everything that changed now. Lady T, we on the soft basketball, so that's just what it is.
And guess what?
I don't see nobody other than Christian Davis stomping somebody's chest, and that was in college.
When those players that you just named did those infractions, it was called as it was. It was a play outside the perimeters of basketball. Stomping on somebody's chest is outside of the perimeters, man. And you are a professional athlete. You make much damn money, and you mean too much to your team to get caught up in something that simple.
Okay.
What he told me is Sacramento is frustrating him.
Exactly.
Seriously.
Stop grabbing legs. That ain't in basketball either. Grabbing legs and trying to hurt somebody while they standing straight up. That ain't in basketball either. They both should have been thrown out.
That's why he got punished.
The children are watching too. And kids are watching while you're holding your leg and stomping on your chest.
Exactly.
I just had to point that out.
Well,
that's a good point.
Okay. Like we said, Sabonis was punished for his wrongdoing, grabbing up the leg, and Draymond Green received his punishment for stepping on that man and then stomping on him after the fact. So we can say, Sabonis shouldn't have grabbed his leg and all we want to. We've seen people go down like that on the floor and the other player is still up over them. And I've seen them grab a leg. I've seen them try to cover up and protect themselves. What I haven't seen is a Bama step on a Bama, then jump up and stop right after the step. Come on, man. There is no room in basketball for that. That's why we haven't, Tang. That's why we have not seen it in so long, Tang.
I still see dirty play, but we just always get upset about it. Dirty play all the time. Somebody do something dirty every year, but like Ted said, Draymond is Draymond. He's an old school. He's one of the old school players that we haven't seen in a long time, and I see it every year. It's just that he got caught, and just like everybody else gets caught, he got what he's supposed to get. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying he wasn't supposed to get what he's supposed to get. I'm just saying.
Right.
I mean, that's just basketball, man. You know, it's gamesmanship. He grabbed his leg. He stomped down on him. That's how it went. I agree with everybody. What everybody's saying. He grabbed his leg with two clutches, both arms gripped it by the ankle, and he stomped down on him. Yes, he did. That's all I'm saying.
And I agree with Raymond.
If he had grabbed his ankle like that, if you see the two clutches on it, he was in between both forearms. And if Draymond did had twisted and tried to go and twisted his ankle, we all would have said he should have stepped on that Bama. I already know how the story would have went. But Draymond, and we know what his tactics is and what he do, so we just going to just, you know, like she said earlier, every action calls a reaction. That's all it was, man.
I have
even if it's wrong.
Both of them wrong.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Every reaction ain't going to be right. I mean, you know, some of them will, some of them won't. You know what I'm saying? That's just
well,
that's
with Draymond being a veteran, like you said, Tang, he should have known better. If he had just went on up the court,
the
only person that would have got a foul would have been Sabonis. But because he didn't, the Bullets got attacked,
right,
and he got thrown out the game. A veteran player doesn't do that. As a veteran player knows how valuable he is to his team. So that's why I say Draymond was wrong. He was wrong.
I didn't disagree with none of them. All, both of them was wrong, but I didn't disagree with nothing with none of y'all said. I said that. I agree with both sides. That's just how it is with me.
Yeah.
No.
He shouldn't agree with
okay, that's cool. But here's the thing.
No,
I don't need nobody to agree with me. I know how I feel about what happened last night. Just like sis knows, feels the way she feels.
I have a question.
Draymond was wrong.
Everybody got their own opinion.
Go ahead, 007.
I have a question.
Come on in, Doug.
My question is this. Overall, is it because they are frustrated because they went 11-30 on the road? Yeah, they took care of home, but they went 11-30 on the road, and it's frustration to the team. And we recorded, you know, before the season started, that the team didn't really get along with him and Poole getting in the fight during training camp. So it carried on in the season, and as you could see, the Sacramento Kings is in a commanding lead of 2-0 right now.
It
showed up.
It could be all of that. Who knows why he did what he did, why Sabonis grabbed the man's leg and he reacted that way. Who knows? We'd be speculating at that point. We all would be speculating.
And shout out to Mike Brown, too. That coach was on how he – and, you know, what he did with Sacramento Kings, he did an outstanding job with them. Being fired from Cleveland Cavaliers and being fired from the Lakers and taking the Kings of all teams. Wow. Magnificent job,
yes,
sir.
That's
what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. And he's using his players. He's not saying, oh, well, this is specified for this player or that player, you know, he's using his players, and you know, he deserves a award or something for his efforts thus far, because nobody, including me, saw Sacramento coming out with a 2-0 lead. Now, as Tang said, we've all been witness to all season the Warriors haven't had the best road record that you know has been out there. Seriously, the Warriors have struggled tremendously on the road this season. So, are we really surprised that in Sacramento's house, number 3 team against the number 6 team? Are we really surprised that this is the outcome? You know, and thus far in this series, Mike Brown is out coaching Kerr. He is out coaching because he's throwing all types of things at the Warriors and the coach. You know, Mike Brown throwing everything at them. So, you know, and then it was a segment last night where they did in the huddle where the coaches were talking to their team. And Steve Kerr was just like talking to those guys and sounding like, you know, yeah, we're just going to walk through the park, guys, and, you know, shoot your shots. And Mike Brown was over that zone like, look, shoot them shots. I don't care if they're not calling. You keep shooting. I don't care if you're not making them. We're keeping them honest on the defensive end. And that is what's draining them on the offensive end. That one-arm shot that we saw Curry try, it wasn't because that was the only shot he could get. Because Curry had enough time, he had ample time to get set and take that 3-point shot. He decided to use the one arm. That is a sign of fatigue. That is a sign of a player that's tired.
And he was too able.
May I say something? Is it okay?
Go ahead.
Okay, this is what I want to say right here. I agree with what Tang was saying. I agree with what Sis was saying. I do agree. You know, I do agree that's a bonus cause that. But this is what I want to say about what y'all said about Mike Brown out-coaching Steve Kerr.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Kerr, to me, has never been a great coach.
Thank
you. You get the best shooters in the game on your team.
Yep.
And you win a championship. Then when you lose a player, you go out and get Kevin Durant, and you win two more championships. You know, for the last 10 years, you've had arguably the best team in the game, except for that little mishap you had with Cleveland when LeBron was there, and you lost that series. But Steve Kerr only had to roll the ball out on the court. Mark Jackson put that team together. He put those superstars, the core of that team, it was what Mark Jackson did. Mark Jackson brought Iguodala there. You know?
I agree.
So I'm not saying that Mike Brown is not a good coach, because he is a good coach. And I expect him to go to Golden State, win a game there, and then come back home and close it out. I don't think it's going to go seven. Like me and Tang was talking about that earlier today. I don't think it's going to go seven. Because I don't think Steve Kerr is the type of coach that can coach his team out of this type of hole that they're in. And he got some players that are hurt and got some players that, you know, the Kings just got them beat and faster than they are in every facet of the game.
Yeah.
All right.
Can I say this quick note?
Just one quick note. Draymond Green going to be over there with the Lakers next year anyway.
Mm. I think so.
Let me break that down.
Come on, Ted. What you got, Ted?
Hey, real quick. I think Kerr has really lost control of his team after last year, because they won it last year on some type of fluke, on some type of – they just had the run of the table, man. They just got lucky at a lightness in the bottle, you know. But this year it's kind of done. And especially after, you know, with the situation with Draymond doing that to his player, if he really respected his coach like that, he wouldn't have never did that kind of like that. But then also you look at remember we were talking about how Kuminga and them, they were talking about how they were supposed to be coming up. You got all these young players coming up. I haven't seen them. Kuminga, you know, he's a shell of himself. I don't know if he's injured, what's going on, or why he's not getting playing time. But also Jordan Poole, he was the darling of last year. You don't hear nothing of Jordan Poole, you know, saving them. So, but also, like you say, 57, I was telling Kale, Sacramento's too fast for them, man. All they got to do is run it. Them boys is running, man, and they too fast for them. And they might not can shoot as great as the Splash Brothers, but they can ball, and they got young legs. They 25 and under, man. 25, 23, 22, 21. That's their roster, you know. And as far as basketball is always like a jockey sport. It's what I'm going to do, because they're always grabbing and holding. It's what the refs see, and sometimes the refs see something, because Embiid, he grabs all the time. Yeah, they was grabbing each other, and Sabonis did something to him early in that game as far as grabbing him. But the thing is you don't let the refs see. You don't be the one, because it's like football. The last person always get caught. But like I said, you're valuable
John
to
Madden
that team.
Said that.
You're valuable to that team, so you got to do. It's about jockeying. It's about being smart. It's like the science of boxing, the science of basketball. My thing, what I would have did, I would have fell out like Embiid be falling out when you blow on him. And when Sabonis grabbed my ankle, I would have fell down. You know what I'm saying? I would have fell on him. If you're saying get back, I'd have fell my
That's
whole body
done.
On him. Because, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
It's how you think and how you react. You got to think. You know what I'm saying? And pressure busts the pipe. But as far as being that superstar, you take it to the next. You got to think. You got to think in the heat of the battle, of the action, and be smart about those things. And like I say, those things follow Draymond with his antics, and he's done that before. Remember a couple of weeks before the playoffs or whatever he did, he was having the thing when he fought, he had leaned his leg on somebody's neck or something, extra hard or extra long. Because, he's known to do things like that, so that's why they looked at him twice and gave him the ejection. You know, Sabonis, they both of them did the dirty things, but it's that's how, like you say, that's basketball. But you got to be the smarter one. I'd have felt like I would have fell on his body, and the refs would have had no choice but to call a foul on him because they saw he grabbed my leg. He made me fall on his body, not me releasing. Right. And after I release, and then giving him a take this with you, you know. So that's my interjection with that.
Hey, let's not forget Mike Brown coached last year. Mike Brown basically coached the Golden State the last 2 months of the season because Steve Kerr was out sick.
Thank you for your stuff. And he always go to him. Coached them also during the season. Other point.
Hold on.
Hey, Tay, I agree with you with Jordan Poole. But I think where Kerr and them messed up at. And don't get me wrong, Youngin is a good ball player. They should have never went and got Gary Payton Jr. from Portland. They should have left him over there because that's taking away what Poole was doing, what we saw him doing in the beginning of the year and all the way up to the end of the year. Once they grabbed him and tried to put him in there because they knew that they needed a little help, but I still think that was the wrong move to do. They should have left him up in Portland.
I agree with you. I think they should have got a big man if they was going to get somebody, you know.
Exactly.
I'm with you on that one, Tank.
All right, y'all. So
Jordan Poole was
NBA
barely in the game last night, man.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. He was. And even when he was in there, he missed shots. Rebounds were being taken away from him. I don't know. Him and Curry, the passes that they were throwing, I mean, Sacramento was easily intercepting those passes and taking it away from him. So, you know, hey. Hopefully, when these guys go home, they'll make a series out of it. But for right now, if they continue to play as they're playing, it's hard for me to see Golden State playing this way and say that they're going to win one at home. But on the other hand, I still think they will find a way to win at least one at home. But I think, like Ted said, Sacramento just too fast for those guys. And Kerr, I hate to do this to Kerr, but he really is not that magnificent of a coach. Seriously. All right, y'all. Great conversation. We're going to have to switch it up real quick. 563-999-3780.
You're so happy to be out of the bathroom, 007. You don't know what to do.
What's up, y'all? This is Kiki. Oh, the BCB, baby. You know how we do.
Sorry, y'all. I got into that one. Boy.
That's right. That's a scream.
The NFL draft.
Well, man, we only got 10 minutes, man.
Yeah. NFL draft. We're going to do a Seattle Seahawks mock draft preview. All right. In the first round, they have the number 5 overall pick. They're mocked to pick Will Anderson, Jr., an edge rush from Alabama. In the first round, their number 20 overall pick, Mazie Smith, a nose guard from Michigan. And in the second round, number 37 overall, you know what, Adetomiya, A-D-E-B, A-W-O-R-E. Adetomiya, and Eddie is what I'm going to call that boy. Defensive lineman from Northwestern. And second round, number 52 overall, Jervon Dexter, a defensive tackle from Florida. And third round, number 83 overall, Darius Rush, a cornerback from South Carolina. Darius Rush. Fourth round, number 123 overall, Jeremy Banks, an inside linebacker from Tennessee. And let's see. Fifth round, number 151 overall, Ivan Pace, inside linebacker from Cincinnati. And fifth round, number 154, Garrett Williams, a cornerback from Syracuse. In the sixth round, number 198 overall, Jared Clark, a nose guard from Coastal Carolina. And let's see if they have a seventh round, number 237 overall, DeMarco Helms, a safety from Alabama. And I believe, yes, that wraps up Seattle's picks, unless they make a trade or something like that. Y'all know how it goes. But this mock said to me, Seattle trying to bring back the Legion of Boom, man. You know, when you draft all these defensive linemen like that, and it also says that you guys are okay with your offense. And the only thing that I can say about that, unless they attack that free agent market, you're never really safe on offense. No team is ever really safe on offense. And to get young talent in the draft, it does two things. It helps your team and makes your team better. You know, and the reason I say it helps your team, because you have a young guy that the league doesn't have film on. The league doesn't know exactly what they're going to do. And football, we all know, it really is about how you start out. So if you got a young, hot wide receiver or running back that nobody knows anything about, and these guys are causing fit in the league, you're usually in a good spot when it's all said and done. But they're grabbing nose guards and defensive linemen and edge rushers and everything, you know, which is good. I'm not saying it's bad for them to do that. But, you know, and we all saw last year, Seattle wasn't really creating a whole lot of pressure when they played, especially in their own division. They weren't causing a whole lot of pressure. And quarterbacks had ample time to do whatever it was that they wanted to do. So, you know, I think these are good picks. I'll say that Seattle is mocked to pick, but I would like to see some more offensive linemen out there. I think that, to me, now this is just to me, I think Seattle are looking at Geno Smith's production last year, and they're getting kind of beside themselves. Because we all know at any time, Geno can turn back into Geno. So I think you should get him some help. They need to get him some type of help.
Where you get this mock draft from?
I think it's just begun. I think we're gonna see the best. I think we're gonna see the best to come with Geno.
Yeah.
This mock draft is from Rob Rains with Draft Preview.
Well, he totally off base when it comes to Will Anderson. Will Anderson is not gonna go to Seattle. The Lions already put a tag on him. They're going to pick him up. If he goes to Seattle, I'll be surprised. I'll be very surprised. because the Lions want him real bad. Just like the Cowboys want that boy Quentin, whatever, I think Martin or whatever, Richardson. You know, the Lions want Will Anderson. And that's going to really help that team. He like a Michael Parsons with the Cowboys. That's the type of player he is. Mm-hmm. And I don't know where Reigns got that from.
Okay. That's what's up. I think that the Seahawks have put that out there in the scuttlebutt that they want defense. So I think the best defensive players that the draft guys see available is who they went for.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And that's what I was going to say, Kel. I was going to say Seattle always been known also for their defense, you know, and their defense even say Russell Wilson a lot of times, okay? And so and I think Pete is going to put Geno Smith in a position to be successful. And I think Geno Smith, each year he gets better, you know. I don't know. I can't remember the teams he had before, but you got to look at what he had before around him. You know, and so if Seattle get back a defense that they had, you know, and get them to click, and I think Geno is a sufficient quarterback for them because if they put some tools around him, he can throw that ball. You know, he proved it. And it's just I know that you don't like Geno for some reason. You always just trash Geno. You just don't think he's that quarterback.
He's not the Geno from the Jets.
And that's cool. Right, exactly. You know, what did the Jets have then? Like I said, each team he goes to, he improves. You know, he sits back, he learns, he does his job, and he's one that you can count on. He's a professional quarterback.
And on that
When the rubber met the road and it really, really counted, the real Geno showed up. That's all I'm saying.
Well, and became comeback player of the year. And became comeback player of the year.
007.
Yeah.
You still with us, 007? Give us the last word.
Yes,
come
I am. Hey, it's good to hear from all of y'all today. And I thank Kel's Corner. Caught me off guard. I didn't know I was going to be called Monica. Hey, but thank y'all for this day, and I'll holler at y'all Thursday.
Listen, that was great. Listen, guys, y'all got to be on y'all toes because anybody can get the last word at any given Tuesday or Thursday. But listen,
I know now.
All our prayer warriors, we need you guys for Uncle Shorty, for Uncle Kirby, Steve, Grandma, a.k.a. Hermina, and we definitely, for our newest person that's been sick, Big Boy, you guys, we need y'all to come on through with the prayer warriors, okay? So when y'all say y'all prayers all throughout the day and night, include those people. And don't forget Ted. Ted needs the prayer warriors as well. You guys, we love you guys. So with that being said, DMV Kel and Lady T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kel's Corner. DMV Kel and Lady T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. DMV Kel and Lady T, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. And you guys can follow Kel's Corner on Instagram at Kel's Corner and on Facebook at Kel's Corner. You guys can also log into blogtalkradio.com/UKelMcLean and listen to the broadcast there as well. You guys, be safe, and we'll be right back here, God willing, on Thursday, 5 p.m. sharp. I love you guys. I love you all. Thank you for your time. Kel, you have the very last word.
Hey, I thank you guys in advance for the prayers for everyone. I also want to add my sister Sheila, prayer list, y'all. Sister Sheila. Yeah. I want to add her. Thank you guys in advance again. Thursday, I'm telling y'all, Thursday, I'm going to have a hate-love mock draft here. And those that know me know already who we talking about. Dallas Cowboys. I said Cowboys. I didn't say Cowboys. Cowboys. And we're going to go through their mock draft on Thursday. Everybody have a great, safe Wednesday. And remember, man, tell somebody you love them, man. Huh? The shirts. Yes. Sorry. Pick up a shirt, y'all. Kale's Corner shirt. Make sure you get your shirt because, hey, when the weather breaks for real, when I know we clear and out of this nonsense, we're going to have us a get-together, and I want to see all the Kale's Corner shirts that are available to be at the get-together, all right? So, listen, you guys have a great Wednesday, safe Wednesday. If you love them, they should already know. This is my co-host. Yeah. Because I like when she do that right there.
Hey, y'all, we going to get it right here. This the remix.
Yeah.
Oh, deserving a piece.
I like that.